This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 14, 2017. Today is Pi Day, and on this date in 1879, Albert Einstein was born. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com, a three-alarm fire at Peabody's water treatment plant shut down the Coolidge Avenue facility yesterday on Monday. No one was injured in the fire, which started around 7:30 p.m. on Monday, but because of the materials used at the plant, a Massachusetts hazmat team was called to the scene for air quality testing. Fire crews battled the stubborn blaze throughout the night. The cause is still under investigation. The Lynn School election, scheduled for today, has been postponed due to the snowstorm. The new election date is Tuesday, March 21. City voters will decide the fate of supporting the construction of two middle schools or reject that proposal. In Beverly, the mayor has issued a declaration on immigration. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill has released a mayoral declaration on immigration that outlines his city's values but does not call for Beverly to take on a quote-unquote sanctuary designation. Ariana McNeil writes on today's front page of the Salem News. Posted on the mayor's Facebook page, the declaration states the city will continue to support its immigrant residents and ensure everyone continues to receive access to education and public safety without regard to immigration status. The declaration was posted Friday, 2 days after the school committee voted for the district to take on a sanctuary designation. Cahill, who sits on the committee, was the only member to vote against it. Cahill said Monday that the language of the declaration stemmed from an alternative resolution he drafted for the school committee to consider last week. Quote, I had hoped that the school committee and the city council might all embrace that resolution, he said. Becoming a sanctuary city is something the mayor doesn't support. Quote, the word sanctuary has become divisive, he said, adding the discussions can be hampered or cut off because of the use of that word. The motive behind the mayor's declaration, Cahill said, is really reassuring our immigrant friends and neighbors of what the city already does and will continue to do. The city council hasn't had any formal discussions about the matter, the mayor said. Quote, I think all Mayor Cahill was doing was restating what the city already does and what the police department does and the school department does, without the word sanctuary, Council President Paul Gonsi said. I don't think that it was necessarily a bad move. That's how the mayor feels, and the mayor is trying to keep everybody happy, because the word sanctuary has created a bit of a division in the city. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Okay, Bill. Thank you very much. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, Tavern in the Square in Salem is facing a 30-day suspension of its liquor license for its handling of an allegedly impaired patron who bit the ear of a Salem police officer last August. The incident was the subject of a hearing before the city's licensing board Monday night, which pushed beyond an hour and ended with the 30-day suspension being held in abeyance pending the restaurant exploring its right to an appeal. The suspension stems from an incident on August 7, 2016, when an unruly patron triggered a police response. During that response, newly hired Salem police officer Jessica Rondinelli was bit in the ear by 19-year-old Emma Wiley of Marblehead, who was in the process of being arrested by police. The attack left Rondinelli disfigured, and a portion of her ear was later recovered on the floor of the cruiser. Wiley was transported to the police station and was charged later with aggravated assault and battery, mayhem, assault and battery causing serious bodily injury, and resisting arrest. She later pleaded guilty to that and other charges and was sentenced to 4 years in prison on January 20. During the hearing, it was noted and mentioned that Tavern had three prior issues, which included one serving alcohol to a minor in 2012, and another involving a patron injured while being removed from the restaurant the following year. Both resulted in suspensions of the restaurant's liquor license, but only 2 days on the second suspension were served, following abeyances of 3 days issued on both, according to City Solicitor Beth Renard. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.